Well, almost. Here's Hobbo, and here's Darren Franta. Frank got caught up down in eastern North Carolina with the weather, and I think he had a little battery problem in his car. So he may call in later in the show, but Darren is with us momentarily. He's going to tell you how to follow the show, but let me give you a preview of tonight's show. We have former Virginia basketball great Jimmy Miller is going to be joining us shortly. Later, the head wrestling coach, Steve Garland, just a terrific guy, unbelievable enthusiasm. So we always enjoy having Steve on the show. We hope to have Jimmy momentarily, but before we do, Darren is going to tell you how you follow the show.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, if you want to give us a call here in the studio this evening, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at 804-345-0910 in the studio, 345-0910 to call in with your questions. You can catch us streaming live on foxsportsrichmond.com and also at our great sponsor, thesaber.com. Download the free iHeartRadio app to listen on the go on your smartphone. And as always, look for us on Facebook. You can find us by searching for Who's Talking on Facebook and send us a message on there. We'll make sure we add you to our newsletter list.
All right, former Virginia great Jim Miller. Hopefully I have him in my headset if Kyle can plug him through. Jimmy, are you there?
I am here, Mr. Hobgood. How are you, sir?
Absolutely, and tonight it is Coach Miller, because I understand you'll be, once we finish with you in about 10 minutes or so, you're at your son's game or practice. Is that right? Is it a game or practice tonight?
Oh, it's practice, and we need lots of practice. These are a group of fifth graders, I should say, and we are out of the gate a little slow, but we play hard. We play with a lot of passion.
Well, we know it's not a coaching issue, other than your son. Maybe you lack talent, because I know. But speaking of basketball and coaching, let's talk a little bit about the Hoos. Some good news from last night. Although, I don't know about you, I was a little nervous when it was 46-46 with about 10 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, I am happy that we closed out that game the way we should have. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was a close game. Wake Forest is a much improved team, I think. But I was really happy with the way the guys played. They played hard and with a lot of intensity and, got the W, a much-needed W.
Yeah, much-needed because I don't think Virginia's lost three games in a row for like 4 or 5 years, so we don't want to start that. Although, interestingly, I looked at the stats from last year, and people may forget, we were 1-2 in the league last year and then won a game to go 2-2 and then lost to go 2-3. So we got off to kind of a slow start in the ACC last year. A lot of people are talking about, of course, they're using a harsh word like shortcomings from the standpoint of defense. Certainly this team is not playing consistent defense the way Tony Bennett teams have in the past. Talk about, the one thing that I've seen, the double team in the low post. Other teams seemingly have caught on to that, particularly Pitt. Pitt did a great job of finding the other post guy coming out of that double team. So we're just not having a very effective trap, are we?
Well, I mean, I think that's a good point. I think what you're seeing is that teams now have seen enough of how to play against Virginia. How does Virginia defend? How do they? When do they come and double team the post? And then how do you break that? It's something that a lot of teams may not do. So teams don't see it night in and night out. And I think you're seeing more teams as a result of proper scouting, being able to prepare better against Virginia and how to attack that defense.
We're visiting with Jim Miller, former regional MVP. I thought we were going to add somebody to that list last year, but unfortunately the last 9.5 minutes against Syracuse didn't work very well. So I think it's still you and Jeff Lamp, right? Are the only two?
You got it. We got to add somebody else to that list.
Absolutely. But
I'm proud to be on the list with JL, though.
That's true.
I'm
on the list of academic All-Americans with him. So he and Wally Walker and Lee Raker. So that's good company, no matter how you slice it. But
well done. Yes.
You know, back to the defense. You know, the other part of the pack line defense that I think sometimes can struggle is getting out to guard the three-point shooters. It clearly was a problem against Pitt because they were 13 of 21, 62% from outside the three-point line. So that's got to, I'm sure, be a point of emphasis for Coach Bennett in his practices.
Yeah, I think that, they had a good practice, a couple of practices leading up to the Wake Forest game. So I think any time that you play against a team that shoots the ball well, Virginia could have trouble. And, I've always thought, you live by the jump shot, you die by the jump shot kind of thing. And that might be an old, way of thinking, but if those shots aren't going down, that's going to bode well for Virginia. And even with those teams that do shoot at a high percentage, we're still in a lot of those games. And I think, I can't remember where I heard this, but I think Coach Bennett might have said this, that, he felt like those guys weren't contesting those threes at Pitt like he had hoped, thinking that they might just start missing, and I think, it's hard, right? You gotta contest every one of those jump shots, and
the
lane.
Objective of the pack line defense is to get out and, as you say, contest and make that a difficult shot. But of course, the interesting thing about Pitt, which is a bad subject, but we were out rebounded by 18. They made 5 more three-point baskets than we did, and they shot 23 more free throws than Virginia did. My question is, how did we get that game to overtime with those kind of stats?
that's right. That's what's remarkable is, we could easily – think of all the games where we've been in it down to the very end. And, the West Virginia game was a one-possession game with 2 minutes left, and –
Well, the interesting thing about that game is I think we were up one, and as I recall, Ty Jerome had an open look at a three from the left wing.
Yep.
And if he knocks that down, we go up 4, and who knows, we may end up winning that game. So, a lot of games. And the interesting thing about the ACC this year, it is really – we've said this for years going back to your day and my day, but I don't know if it's ever been this balanced or competitive. And it's really bizarre. NC State the other night – whips up on Virginia Tech, who had just beaten Duke, and then NC State goes to Carolina yesterday and loses by 40 or 50. So it's going to be a strange year in the ACC.
Yeah, I agree. I think from top to bottom, there's a lot of parity, and there are more teams today than there were certainly back when we played. So, this season will be a very interesting season. I think one that a lot of teams will have a chance, to compete and win.
What's your evaluation of the Virginia bigs? And by that, I mean Isaiah, obviously Momedy, Jared, and Jack Salt.
Yeah, when you look at it on paper, when you watch a game, you kind of get this feeling that we lack a true inside presence on the offensive end, right? Somebody that like you look like you compare it to last year, Anthony Gill, catching the ball down in the on the block, he could always get his shot off, right? And was always attacking so that he could shoot a very high percentage little baby hook or draw the foul. And we seem to lack that same presence. Hey, and understandably so with Anthony, as great an inside player as he was, you know, we lack that presence inside. I think, you know, those guys are all solid players. And
well, of course, a lot of this goes back to the Austin Nichols thing. I think he was supposed to be that. But as you put on your Coach Miller hat, how do you compensate for that lack of offensive presence in the low block? That's the $64,000 question.
Yeah, you know, wow. I mean, I think, I certainly don't have the answer, but here's what I'd say. You know, they're not far off, right? I mean, we were just talking about it. A few possessions here or there, and we've won those games, and we wouldn't really be talking about it. We'd be talking about how amazing we are at still winning without that dominant inside presence. And so I think that each game, each day, each week is going to be a grind it out. You know, it's going to be a battle.
Well, you're right, because, I mean, if Bacon misses that three-point shot, if he hits the rim with that, then we're talking about the big game winner by Kyle Guy, and all of a sudden we have a little hiccup at the University of Pittsburgh, but otherwise things look a little better. Speaking of Kyle Guy, he seems to have lost his shooting touch the last couple of games. Has he hit the freshman wall already?
Well, that's an interesting observation. I think, you know, here we are getting ready to start January, so he's playing in the conference for the first time, and he's going to see things that he's not seen before. So I think Coach Bennett does and his staff probably do a good enough job of allowing guys to kind of play through that and continue to work with him so that he doesn't lose his confidence. But, you know, I've got to imagine that everybody on their scouting report of the opposing team, you know, this guy's a shooter. So they're going to contest every opportunity and look that he gets. And that's going to be an adjustment that he will have to continue to make as the season goes on.
You know, one answer for that might be, and I know it may not be his natural instinct, but they clearly are trying to take away his jump shot coming off screen, so occasionally he may need to put the ball on the floor and try to take it to the rim, because the one thing about it, he's an excellent free throw shooter, and that might help Virginia offset the differential on the free throw line.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I think London obviously can do that, and he has been, particularly in the Wake Forest game last night, very more offensive minded, but all those guys are Kyle in particular, are going to have to try to look to penetrate and be more aggressive offensively. I think it's really hard when, as an offensive set, we run 20, 25 seconds off the shot clock to then get that shot. Maybe it's a good jumper or a, you know, one dribble move, shot in the post, but we're going to not have as many fouls called against us or for us, you know, as a result of us not attacking. And I think I'd like to see maybe more transition basketball. You know, we're so good defensively. Maybe, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but how do we create more scoring opportunities on the offensive end?
Well, you're right, because we have some guys that are really good in the open court, in particular Darius Thompson. I think he's one of the best athletes I've seen in Charlottesville for a long time. But, you know, Jim, we're going to let you coach your son's team here. I'm sorry, we have an abbreviated segment with you tonight, but that might work out anyway with your schedule the way it is. But we thank you for joining us, and we'll clearly have you back as the season unfolds. But thank you for a few minutes tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, former Cavalier Jim Miller, we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we will have head wrestling coach Steve Garland. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.